Good morning. This is your morning buzzcast for Friday, April 3rd. I'm Abe Madcor. And yes, I know these weeks are long. And yes, I know these weeks are draining and difficult. But you made it through another week. Let's start with news out of the NFL. And if you can read any clips over the next couple of days, over the weekend, try to read stories out of the Wall Street Journal and the Boston Globe about the efforts of the Patriots organization, Robert and Jonathan Kraft, working with the government to bring back more than 1.2 million masks to the United States from China. The stories are really interesting. They report about a tense, weeks-long saga that begins with Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker and dealt with embassies, it dealt with partnerships, and it dealt with the Patriots and the efforts of the Kraft family. It's full of intrigue. But it's another indication of where the sports organizations can lead the United States during this effort and during this recovery. It's a good story and a good example of, again, where sports organizations can take the lead. I expect to see more of these in the future. Let's stay with the Patriots because the organization and Fanatics today will announce a 10-year e-commerce partnership that will have Fanatics operate the online and mobile retail merchandise business for the team. The team will continue to operate its Patriots Pro Shop stores at Gillette Stadium and Patriot Place. The Patriots are an organization that has generally done things very internally, but they do have a relationship with Fanatics. Michael Rubin and Robert Kraft are very close, so Fanatics now gets a piece of that team business. Sticking with the NFL, I found this pretty interesting. Yesterday, I found this pretty interesting as NFL Chief Medical Officer Alan Sills seemed to walk back a little bit from comments the day earlier from NFL General Counsel Jeff Pasch. Sills said yesterday that widespread testing would have to be available before the reopening of the NFL could seriously be considered. Pasch, after the owners' conference calls earlier in the week, said the league was focused on playing and focused on moving ahead. Sills seems to put the brakes on that a little bit, saying that testing will need to be available. Meanwhile, our Ben Fisher reported that the NFL is considering allowing teams back into their organizational facilities that have been closed to make their picks during the NFL draft from April 23rd to April 25th. If teams are allowed back into their headquarters, they will be able to use certain facilities as long as they follow CDC social distancing procedures and other local laws. This comes one day after the Saints announced plans to conduct their draft from a local brewery in New Orleans, which is controlled by team owner Gail Benson, which apparently raised some eyebrows in parts of the league. So the NFL is now considering two options for the draft. Teams cannot gather at all, and officials must run their drafts from their personal residence. Or two, a limited number of team officials could be permitted into the team facilities, subject to the safety guidelines. So that seems to be an evolving story. Let's shift to golf, a big story out of Golf Week that reports that golf's governing bodies are close to unveiling a new schedule that would see at least three major championships contested this year. It would also include the Masters being played in November and the Ryder Cup. It's a very ambitious schedule. Details are not yet going public. They are apparently waiting for the RNA to formally decide what it's doing with the Open. Golf Week is reporting that a rescheduled Open Championship could take place in late September, just 1 week before the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. Now, if the RNA decides to cancel the Open Championship, that slot on the calendar could see the U.S. Open at that time played at Wingfoot. So a couple of things here. One, I've heard through sources that golf's leaders, golf's governing bodies have worked very well together during this time to try to chart the path ahead so they can all be able to have their events. We've seen other sports, namely tennis with the French Open's decision, seem to not really work well together at the highest levels, but it does seem like the leaders of golf's governing bodies working pretty well together to try to maintain the integrity of its calendar. Let's shift to college because one of the biggest stories I feel is the real pressure that athletic directors are going to face with the revenue shortfall. We've been talking about that. Here are two examples. The University of Wisconsin Athletic Department is now projecting a revenue shortfall of more than $4 million for this fiscal year. $4 million. You know what that's going to lead to. That's going to lead to sports potentially being cut, certainly jobs being cut, certainly pay freezes and scholarships being cut. Meanwhile, a report out of Columbia as a Clemson is expected to lose close to $3.4 million in revenue. Now, there are some savings of roughly $2.3 million in expenses, College campus is really facing the squeeze here. Athletic directors are going to face tremendous pressures on campus. So to finish up, a couple of things. Intercom Communication, which is the number two radio chain in the country, has told its workers that it will eliminate or furlough a significant number of employees. Of course, Intercom has sports radio stations, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, and so many major markets. I can anticipate many of the sports personnel being impacted. Also, our thoughts of SPJ go to PGA Tour Senior VP of Players Affairs, Ross Berlin, well known among PGA Tour staff members. He has been the first PGA Tour staff member to be diagnosed with the coronavirus. So we're hoping that he has a quick return to his health. Finally, next Wednesday, April 8th, do be a part of our CAA World Congress Comes to You. I've sat in on some of the interviews that will be presented on Wednesday, April 8th. Cynthia Marshall, Bob Myers, Joe Lucchesi, Major League Baseball's Chris Marinac, and others. The interviews are very insightful about how people are leading during this difficult time, how they're planning, scenario planning, taking care of their staff and organization, but also looking externally to their community to see what they can do. There's a lot of great lessons there that we can all learn from. In addition, we're going to have breakout sessions that will drill deeper into issues like the Olympics, esports, the pressures on college campuses, and the state of sports sponsorship and marketing. So that is all going to be held next Wednesday, April 8th. Love to have you a part of it. Go to worldcongressofsports.com to sign up for our CAA World Congress Comes to You. So that is your morning buzzcast for Friday, April 3rd. You made it through another week. Stay healthy, stay safe, stay connected. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a good weekend.